May 12, A Holy Listener. There is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. Psalm 139:4. Every hour of the day we should realize that the Lord is near, that he sees all we do and hears every word we utter. Cheap, earthly, unchristian words may be represented as strange fire, and with this God can have nothing to do. The loud, boisterous laugh is a denial of God in the soul, for it reveals that the truth is not ruling in the heart. By our vain words and unchristian example, we dishonor God and imperil not only our own souls, but also the souls of those with whom we associate. The example which Christ has given to the world forbids all levity and cheapness, and if the life is made fragrant by the grace of God, these elements will not appear. A genuine cheerfulness and uplifting influence will flow forth from all who love God and keep His commandments, and this carries with it a convincing, converting power. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Philippians 2:12 says the Apostle, "Why with fear and trembling? Lest you shall in any way misrepresent your holy faith by lightness, by trifling, by jesting or joking, and thus give others the impression that the truth which you profess has no sanctifying influence upon the character." As followers of Christ, we should make our words such as to be a help and an encouragement to one another in the Christian life. Far more than we do, we need to speak of the precious chapters in our experience. We should speak of the mercy and loving kindness of God, of the matchless depths of the Savior's love. Our words should be words of praise and thanksgiving. If the mind and heart are full of the love of God, this will be revealed in the conversation. Great thoughts, noble aspirations, clear perceptions of truth, unselfish purposes, yearnings for piety and holiness will bear fruit in words that reveal the character of the heart treasure. When Christ is thus revealed in our speech, it will have power in winning souls to Him.